Hello, pretty good. Enjoying a not white Christmas, believe it or not, in Buffalo right now. No, it's been in the 40s and 50s. Oh, this is just scary stuff. I say, we're talking about scary elections. Even the debates that are coming up recently, I just they're like, why are we seeing Republicans debate Democrats and we haven't even had the primaries? Yeah, that's an important question. Yes. Amen. It's sadly true. Sadly true. Well, the New York Times was once again caught pushing a pro-Hamas Hollywood narrative. This time they used a headline that said, Palestinian author Ahed Tamimi faces indefinite detention. In the article, it's not until the 10th paragraph that you learn why Israel detained Tamimi. The article states the Israeli military has said Ms. Tamimi was arrested on suspicion of inciting violence and calling for terrorist activity, but has declined to provide further information. Ms. Tamimi's own words expose her deceit. Expose the deceitful rag that is previously known as the Old Gray Lady, a.k.a. the New York Times. Ahed Tamimi said, we will slaughter you, and you will say what Hitler did to you was a joke. We will drink your blood and eat your skull. Come on, we are waiting for you. The New York Times did change the word author to activist, but that seems to coordinate with the voice piece of the Muslim Brotherhood, also known as Al Jazeera. A really good question. I want to see what kind of teeth you make to eat bone. This is supposed to be a reliable place, but you know what? It kills me that you can't trust the New York Times. We used to tell kids, you know, if it was written in the New York Times, you can trust it. No, 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 no. Okay. The Daily Mail exposed that a United Airlines pilot had been removed from service with pay after posting dozens of messages on Facebook expressing support for Hamas in the aftermath of the terror group's assault on Israel that killed 1,200 people on October 7th. United Airlines pilot Ibrahim Mosalem described the attack on civilians across southern Israel as resistance by brave people who have endured decades of occupation, oppression, humiliation, apartheid, and straight-up murder. In another post, he wrote, for all my friends here on Facebook, land with questions, thoughts, assumptions, critique about what's transpiring in Palestine currently in response to Zionist occupation, please work on expanding your media literacy. Ah, kind of disgusting. Maybe they'll stop giving free time off. I mean, some people have what's called PTO or paid time off. And when you don't get paid time off, that's a punishment. You get time with no, you know, time off with no pay. That's more appropriate for hate speech when you're flying an airline, definitely. Well, I won't be, but somebody else might. The Financial Times report, yes. Yeah. Financial Times reported this week that the CIA's Associate Deputy Director for Analysis changed her Facebook cover photo on October 21st to an image of a man waving a Palestinian flag that is often used in stories criticizing Israel. The Financial Times decided not to name her after the intelligence agency expressed concern about her safety. Posting an overtly political image on a public forum is a very unusual move for a senior intelligence official. Yet this associate deputy director of the CIA made an additional Facebook post with a selfie and a sticker saying, "Free Palestine," superimposed. One person familiar with the image said it was posted to Facebook years ago and long before the current conflict. That means that the person has been posting political images on social media for some time, which is a clear violation of CIA policy. I guess you have to be a director of the CIA to break the rules of the CIA. There is an update to this story, Usama. I just want to share the update. This individual is the CIA associate director. The CIA outed her. This is an article that just came out yesterday. I think it was. The senior CIA official who posted the pro-Palestinian image on Facebook in the wake of Hamas's deadly attack on Israel is Associate Deputy Director for Analysis, Amy McFadden. Not the kind of picture. Yes. Yes. I think they pray for their own safety. Because, yeah. Yes. That's true. It's kind of shocking. When no matter how often I hear stuff like this, I get tired of reading about the constant game of let's play the victim. No, it's tiresome. Well, the next story comes from Fox News, and they actually reported they took a report from Palestinian Media Watch by Itamar Marcus, the director of Palestinian Media Watch, that the American and European funding boosts the Palestinian Authority budget by $600 million. The Palestinian Authority pays the salaries of imprisoned terrorists and the family members of the martyrs, and the amount comes to $300 million a year. There's no doubt that the PA, the Palestinian Authority, could not pay this funding without the boost of funding from the Americans and Europeans. The Americans and Europeans are absolutely facilitating the payment. It is willful blindness. Every single terrorist gets a salary from the PA once they are imprisoned. According to Palestinian law, Marcus said, a prisoner who serves more than 5 years in prison receives a monthly salary for life. It's kind of a mind number. We have one last story, and again, we're talking about the old gray lady, the New York Times, which is not very intelligent lately. They claimed a terrorist who blew herself up to kill others was a disfigured woman accused of attempted murder by Israel. But the Daily Mail got it right. They said, Isra Javis, 38, has been in prison since 2015 after being convicted of detonating a gas cylinder that wounded an Israeli police officer. The attack left her with severe burns on her face and hands, which Israeli doctors treated, or she'd no longer be here. She was released on Saturday as part of an agreement with Hamas that would see Israeli hostages freed in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Sadly, this woman decided that she'd go and start saying, oh, she was beat and all this stuff. yet they released her, and you know, they have video of her being in perfect health. Exactly. Oh, absolutely not. They might have caught him up before he got into the area that they want. Yeah. Okay. So True North, a Canadian news service, reported that the Toronto Police Service hate crime unit has arrested 11 individuals in connection with an alleged anti-Semitic property attack targeting an Indigo bookstore and its Jewish founder, Heather Reisman, on November 10th. The suspects included a public school teacher and a faculty member from York University, Susan Naren. A primary school teacher of Toronto District School Board faces charges of mischief and over $5,000 in fines and conspiracy to commit an indictable offense. Leslie Wood, the professor at York University, was charged with mischief and $5,000 fine and conspiracy to commit an indictable offense. And guess what? There's two other York University employees who were also arrested. Doesn't that make you wonder what they're teaching at York? It's true. Andalou Agency reports that the violent protests erupted last Thursday on the streets of Dublin after five people were wounded in a stabbing attack, including three children and a woman. The attack left a five-year-old girl and a woman in her 30s seriously wounded, with three others sustaining injuries. The suspect, who was about 50 years old, according to witnesses, is a refugee from Algeria. Well, the Irish are tired of their women being attacked and decided to voice their complaints publicly through basically rioting. And they're upset because their government's ignoring them in favor of those who are attacking them. Well, in Europe, they don't call them refugees. That's the humor here. They wrote this using the word refugee, thinking Americans were going to read it. Because the word refugee means, you know, that they have left their country. And they're seeking, they fear returning. Well, there's no fear in someone who is Muslim returning to Algeria. So they're not fear, no fear. Well, next we have a story from India. Lara Pashini attacked a bus conductor, Harikesh Vishwakarma, who was 24 years old, with a cleaver after a dispute over a bus fare. The bus conductor received grievous injuries on several parts of his body, including his neck. Hashimi, the person who attacked, is also an engineering student at a local college where he hid until he was taken into custody. Police had to end up shooting Hashimi in order to arrest him. Hashimi used the excuse that he was justified in hacking the bus driver because he insulted the prophet. Next story is out of Lebanon. We have two stories out there. The first one is, not all of Hamas are from the area, and some are from Turkey. It so happens that two were arrested in Turkey that just guess what they were doing? They were acting as Hamas agents. So let's ask the question, is if Hamas is just a Palestinian movement, or is it an international Muslim Brotherhood movement? The truth is, it's international. The next story out of Lebanon is that Qatar's embassy in Lebanon was found to be secretly financing a politician in Lebanon, Walid Jumblatt, at the amount of $10 million for his Progressive Socialist Party's parliamentary election campaign. It's $10 million, yeah. Yeah. This next story comes from Israel. This is where you have to understand the good news of people being arrested. I mean, being released by Hamas also brings bad news. They went and interviewed the hostages released, and they learned some sad information. It's now been confirmed, based on the testimony of the hostages released and other resources, that the following Israeli hostages were murdered or died from their wounds while being held captive by Hamas in Gaza. Ronan Engel was 54. Maya Gorin was 56. Arya Zalmanovich was 85. Ofra Kider, 70. Elayahu Margalit, 75. And Guy Luz, who was 26. That we know of. And we are now at the last story with Egypt. And this is, this one still get me. I know we've talked about this story, but no matter how many times I hear the answer, it still kind of surprises me. The former Grand Mufti of Egypt, Sheikh Dr. Ali Goma, posted a video on his YouTube channel on November 11th, which he claimed that the destruction of Israel will lead to the battle of Gog and Magog. He said that with divine intervention, described by the Prophet Muhammad, Jesus will descend and kill Gog and Magog, and Muslims will vanquish the Byzantines. Yes, okay. hold on just a second. All right, let me pull it up. Well, that's the humor in this. I mean, oh, come on, where's the, this is the joint having two screens here, just trying to find out. Yeah. The Mufti of Egypt said that the destruction of Israel will result in the Battle of Gog and Magog. He said that with divine intervention described by the Prophet Muhammad. No, because that would require prophecy. Jesus will descend and kill Gog and Magog. And just waiting for it to pop up. There we go. 94. They said, O Zad al-Duke al-Akhane, surely the Ajuj, which is Gog, and the Ajuj, which is Magog, are vandalizing the land. Shall we make to you a tribute that you may be between us and them a barrier. See anything close to that? To make you say, why would you read more? Russia, yes, Gog is alive. Yeah, it doesn't. And do it again. Okay, 95 and 96. And it is forbidden for a village which we have destroyed. Surely they will not return until if Gog and Magog are open and they speed up from every elevated place. Here, that's for sure. And Gog and Magog appear to people. And this is from a grand mufti. And their prophets said to them, surely the sign of his kingdom will be the, you have Tabut, and that is Ark of the Covenant, all right? As a king, you have the Ark of the Covenant as a king to you, they said, how can the kingdom be to him over us when we are more worthy of the kingdom than him? And he has no abundance. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. And their prophet said to them, "Surely the kingdom will be that Ark of the Covenant will come to you. It is in it differently from your Lord and the relics left by the family of Moses and the family of Aaron. The angels will carry it. Surely in this is a sign to you if you were believers." So when Talut marched forth with his he said, surely Allah will test you by a river. So whoever drinks of it, so is not of me. But he who does not taste it, so surely he is of me, who scoops a soup, so they drink from it, except a few of them. So when they had passed it, he and those who leave with him, they said, we have no strength this day with Jalut and his troops. Those among them who thought that they would meet Allah said, how many a small group have victory over a large group by Allah's permission? And Allah is with a patient. Abraham about his Lord, that Allah had given him the kingdom. Abraham said, my Lord is he who gives life and causes death. He said, I give life and cause death. Abraham said, so surely Allah brings the sun from the east, so bring it from the west. So the infidel was confounded, and Allah will not guide the unjust people. Allah is chronologically impaired. I mean, that's part of the problem. My Lord is he who gives life and death. Who is he talking to? Good point. They must know more than Muhammad. Or like this one who passed by a village and it was empty on its roof. He said, will Allah give life to this after its death? So Allah caused him to die for 100 years and then raised him to life. So Allah caused him to, and Allah said, how long were you waiting? He said, I have waited a day or part of a day. He said, yet you have waited 100 years. So look at your food or drink, they are not corrupted. And look to your donkey. We would make you a sign to people. And look on the bones, how we raised them, then clothed them with flesh. So when this was shown to him, he said, I know that Allah has might over all things. I know where he's getting the story from, but this guy is so chronologically adept. I'm talking about Allah. This is scary. This moves around quicker than Mr. Peabody's time machine. I like that one. Oh, now we're going back to Abraham again. All right. Okay, 260. And when Abraham said, my Lord, show me how you give life to the dead. He said, have you not believed? He said, yes, but so that my heart be assured. He said, so take 4 of the birds and cut them and mix them. Then place a part of them on every mountain. Then call them and they will come swiftly to you. And know that Allah is dear wise. I think he's got a... Well, I understand that Allah has a learning disability called chronological impairment. All right. Everybody see that? All right. Okay. And he believed in the Lord, and